Hi there. The word for you today is love yourself. Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 39, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, God loves you so much that he gave his only son to save you. Save me from what you ask. Two things. First, going through this life lost, directionless, joyless, and unfulfilled. And second, spending the next life lost without the joys of heaven he wants you to share. That's how highly God values you. So when you keep putting yourself down, it's not humility. It's rejecting God's opinion of you. And to disagree with God is to make yourself equal with him, or worse, put your opinion above his. Maybe you never thought about it like that before. Actress and singer Ethel Waters ministered to great crowds all over the world in the Billy Graham Crusades. People loved her. She was born black and poor in a segregated society, but when she found Christ, she gained true self-esteem. With a smile that would melt your heart, she would tell her audiences, God made me, and my God don't make no junk. When you refuse to love yourself, it's impossible to love others or accept that they love you. You become skilled at tuning out compliments and picking up on criticism. Any of this sound familiar? Why? Because it confirms the negative opinion that you hold about yourself. And as a result, you distance yourself from people and end up lonely without ever knowing why. Maybe your parents did fail you, or your spouse did betray you. Maybe you feel like damaged goods because of some experience you've gone through in life, and you seek escape in addictions or affairs or a lifestyle of ritual accomplishment, but it doesn't work. Only when you accept that God loves and accepts you unconditionally because you are in Christ and decide to love yourself will you have love to give to others. And that is the word for you today.